This podcast cannot nor should not be described as safe for work or minivan friendly. Listener discretion advised.
Yeah, I can give you 6 inches. Let's go.
Wait, what?
I just need one more person to hate me. Time, bad time. One more rival might make me kill them all. I'm a heartbreaker, ass kicker. I'm a hot trigger, nasty words. I got two fingers for ass kissers. I'm a asshole, dirtbag, no good bastard.
Rock me.
Welcome to the Bracket Bash, the podcast. We're taking a bracket of 32, 64, 128 or more and banter our way down to a winner. I am your lovely host this week, the 14th Ghost, and this is...
The Best Looking Bastard.
This is, your boy Q, aka The Energy, the person you come to see, the reason why you come and the reason why you watch. That is because of me, the master of these bastards.
This is the amazing senator of the great state of bastardom, Bubbles, and I'm here to have fun today.
I'm Kevin from the Mod Squad and the Back to the Retro Review.
Carly is here. She's in the background currently. She's trying not to get fired. And Jeremy.
What up, everybody? It's your ODB, your old dirty bastard here once again to entertain you. And Q, I got fucking 10 things I hate about you. That's a fucking guarantee. 27 dresses is too many for any women. I don't even like taking off like one. After like five, I probably get tired and just say, fucking use your mouth. But all I gotta say is I don't got two towers for you either. I got one tower for you. So let's get going.
Fuck you, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
I'm upset.
Mike from last week in comments saying what's up.
Hey, buddy.
We can't wait to have him back. I was talking today while I was out and about doing a backstage interview, so I will be getting him sometime for that one. If you couldn't tell from Jeremy's intro on this one, we are talking about movies by the numbers, or more importantly, we're talking about movies with numbers in the episode title. You will get that as we go through. It is going to be myself, Jess, Q, Bubbles, Kevin, Harley, and Jeremy bringing up the rear as always. Before we start, there's a couple rules, couple perks, couple lifelines. Number one is the entire fuck you Freddy rule. Last week we did a fuck you Jeremy rule. If you want to hear the entirety of all the fuck you Jeremy's in that one, it is part of the bonus content at the end of the episode as well. However, this show, I'm the one who created this bracket, and instead of telling each other to fuck off, go ahead and tell me to fuck off, because I am the one to do that. There is an episode next January of people telling me to fuck off, about 40-ish minutes last year was made of people telling me to fuck off. This year, probably going to be more. Lifeline number two.
Hang on. I'm pissed as fuck right now.
Nobody cares!
Not only did I miss Mike, I missed a fuck you Jeremy week too? Oh my god, this is bullshit.
Lifeline number two is steal a vote. This was named after Q as well, because it was Q's birthday. But up two, but stopping at the semifinals, you can steal one person's vote during the show, and that is it. As long as they are going after you, you have to announce that and who you're voting for in the process as well. Along the same lines is the blowing of loads, as always, where you can blow your load one time during the show. And that means if you're one of the first people to go and don't want to be one of the first people to go, you can blow your load. And therefore, you're going last. If somebody else blows their load after you, you're no longer going last, but you're going directly before them, and so on and so forth. Let's get this shit started. It is, again, myself, Jess, Q, Bubbles, Kevin, Harley, and Jeremy in that order. I start us off. It's either we have a Disney deathmatch going on, open this up, and it is 100 Dalmatians versus Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the two numbers being 101 and 7. These are very, very old Disney movies as far as I'm concerned. They're not my particular thing. I'm going to go 101 Dalmatians on this, strictly not because of the movie, but because of the Disney TV show out there, and my son absolutely loves it. So 101 Dalmatians gets my vote. Jess, is it 101 Dalmatians or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
I'm going with 101 Dalmatians because I like puppies.
Jeremy didn't do the puppies line. That's surprising.
Now you gotta ruin shit. Now you gotta ruin the jokes. Fuck.
I know. I'm an asshole like that. Q, is it 101 Dalmatians or Snow White?
Who the fuck wants to make a coat from dog fur? Like, what the fuck is that about?
I know. There's other alternatives, dude. Like, that's like dog fur is not even comfortable.
How would you know?
I mean, as far as like the pet, like it's just a Dalmatian is a short hair.
I feel like it would be itchy, kind of like a cow fur purse, or like, I don't know if anybody has like gone through like a cowboy store or anything, but like if you've ever touched like the cow fur purses or shoes or belts or anything, it's kind of like prickly, and I feel like it would be itchy.
Very coarse.
Well, I'm going.
There we go.
Look on the screen. You want to see me?
Is it going to be like the midgets?
Nope.
Snow White and Seven Swords.
Not showing up at all.
By the way, Amanda's in comments saying I'm surprised Kevin's background pick isn't Superman. If you, for the people out in Spotify land, Kevin's background image says "Fuck you, Jeremy," and of course Jeremy's background says "Fuck you, Kevin." Nice little rivalry going.
Fucking Kevin's trying to copy me again, motherfucker. First you get a beard because I have one. Now you get the background because I have one. What the fuck, dude?
I'm pretty sure that beard had been growing long before you guys met, but okay. Bubbles, Snow White, 101 Dalmatians.
I just want to understand why Freddy chose to do violence first thing in this bracket. There were so many other matchups that you could have started with. You didn't have to start with this, but you chose this life. And so I'm just going to say, fuck you, Freddy, for just all of that. Okay. But
shake it off.
I am going to go ahead and choose Snow White because she is the OG of animated cartoon movies. I honestly, whichever one goes through, I don't mind. I like both of these movies quite a bit.
Snow White gets a vote. It is a tie game after that one. Kevin, is it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs over 101 Dalmatians?
So was it only 3.5 then she was taken since they were all dwarves?
I'm going to go 101 Dalmatians. Not even for that movie, though, because I really enjoyed Cruella. So I'm going to go 101 Dalmatians.
Right?
I mean, I really wish they would have picked somebody not as good looking for that.
But she, yeah, but you know, she had to be hot when she was younger. You know, she had to be hot when she was younger. You had to get that in the cartoon.
I used to have a cockapoo named Pongo from 101 Dalmatians.
Pongo is a beautiful name, too. Absolutely love that. Harley, Snow White, 101 Dalmatians.
Why would you I'm going with Snow White.
Ooh,
which means it is a tie breaking decision coming down to Jeremy. Jeremy, Snow White, 101 Dalmatians.
Well, first things first. Cock and poo are two things that should not go together. And second, when you said you had a Disney death match, I was expecting it to be like Walt Disney versus the Jews. But, but I mean, fuck. These are both amazing fucking movies. And Freddie, I hope your asshole's healed up after having a week off last week, because I'm going to fuck you hard right now. Fuck you, motherfucker.
I appreciate
there's
it.
No
I wonder if Bubbles can hear this and she's on the phone.
I'm always the top. Come on, Amanda. I'm always the top. But... And
you
I
it like a monster can.
Hey, they call me sort of can.
I want to know that same thing.
He just said.
I don't because that's an image I don't want to hear. Anyway, speaking of,
there you go. Put Mike's comment on the board.
Hold up, I'm gonna do this one first. Amanda, the reason why you were commenting on this one, Amanda's in comments. Amanda M is in comments. Quick question: since Jeremy and Kevin are fucking each other, which one is taking it? As we've learned from last week. Just because Jeremy can take it doesn't mean he wants to.
But he does.
That right there tells me that he definitely takes it, just doesn't want to admit it.
I question your sexuality now, but you know what? Wow. I don't shame on him. I'm saying I kind of question it now, though.
Hey, sharing is caring. But
the more the merrier.
Including if it's Herbie.
Anyway, Jeremy, what is your vote?
See, I've been building the Antissa participation for this tie-breaking decision right here. And fuck it, we're going with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, because that's a gangbang and a half. And I've seen the portal version, so it exists.
It's more of just a half.
Rule 34.
Men of their stature come in short supply, so...
Giggity.
From what I've seen in those movies, those men of short stature are hung like horses.
Yeah, they call them tripod. Snow White moves on 4-3 to the next round. Jeff starts us off on this one. Is it 2001 in Space Odyssey or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Well, I've never seen the Close Encounters one, so I'm going to have to go with 2001.
Yeah, it's because you won't go three kinds.
Q. Third Kind or 2001 Space Odyssey?
I'm going to go with 2001 Space Odyssey.
Gets Most another one, Bubbles.
I am also going with 2001 Space Odyssey. For the same reason, Jess, is I have not seen the other one, so... For shame.
Guesses are like this, you know, it's weird.
It's Close Encounters.
Gotta stick together.
Or they, never mind.
Close Encounters.
Gets a vote. Harley?
Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
You should have said Jess. That'd have been funny.
I got
whichever one Kevin Jess on voted here? For, because I haven't watched the other one.
So, with that one, 2001 Space Odyssey moves on to the next round. Jeremy, is it Space Odyssey or Close Encounters?
So, 2001 Space Odyssey is fucking horrible. I hated that movie. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is not that great either, honestly, but I gotta go Close Encounters.
I'm gonna go for 2001 Space Odyssey for the great wrestler only. I don't like him as a person, but the wrestler only, Ric Flair. Because that's where his theme music comes from, and that's pretty much the only reason I'm voting. But 5-2 moves on to the next round. Q starts us off. We're heading down to the crazy people category.
Oh, I'm picking for him.
Is it One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or 13 Ghosts?
Oh.
He definitely flew over a cuckoo's nest.
Bro, I was the cuckoo nest. What do you mean?
Nah, he just likes dropping white stuff on people.
Especially men, but yeah.
Facebook user says 13 ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens, though. Isn't this weird? If I'm open-minded to one, why am I closed-minded to the other? Fuck it. 13 ghosts.
13 ghosts. Gives a vote off that one. Bubbles.
This is a really good matchup, I'm just going to say. But it's not a hard one. But I am going to go with 13 ghosts on this one.
13 ghosts gets another one. The Facebook user, by the way, was Miss Vanessa Rains, who's a previous guest on our show, and hopefully someday we'll be able to get her back in the fold. Kevin, yeah. Is it 13 ghosts or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
It's 13 ghosts.
Gets another vote. Harley?
Well, okay, they're both really good movies, but Matthew Lillard's in 13 Ghosts, and I have a huge obsession with Matthew Lillard, so I'm going to have to go with 13 Ghosts.
Gets a vote and the win. Speaking of him, by the way, later on this year, I think December possibly, we are doing a bracket completely dedicated to him because he's been in a lot of good movies. A lot of bad movies too, but yeah,
it just has such whatever. A wide range, and I love it.
13 Ghosts moves on. Jeremy, 13 Ghosts, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Never seen 13 Ghosts yet, but I mean, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We're talking Jack Nicholson, for fuck's sake. We're talking classics. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is fucking incredible.
I feel like 13 Ghosts is also a classic, so I'm very shocked here, Jeremy.
No, it's more of a modern classic of anything. Oh. Fucking,
which is still a classic.
It's still a classic. It's got classic in it. You could have said classic.
It's not Jack Nicholson playing a crazy person, which is the best thing in the world.
Jack, he's a crazy is that really acting? Jack Nicholson?
I think that's a regular thing for him, though. Like, he does play a very good crazy person.
There is no class in sex, Mike. You should know better.
It's called Sex Ed, Michael. You know that.
It's the School of Hard Knocks in that situation.
Oh.
Jeremy's going for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'm going to go for 13 Ghosts. 13 Ghosts is one of the best kill scenes that I can ever think of in a movie. The entire being sliced in half, but vertically. Fucking fantastic. It gets my vote. Jess, finish this out. Is it 13 Ghosts or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
To be honest, I've never actually seen any of these movies.
Did that happen to House on the Haunted Hill?
So I'm gonna go with 13 Ghosts.
For shame. For shame.
Six. One. Bubbles. We got some lucky numbers coming up. Is it 21 or 7?
Where's 13?
That's an unlucky number.
Unless you're Taylor Swift.
Unless you're Taylor Swift.
Fuck you, Tay Tay.
Careful, she might come back at us.
I know, right?
I feel like that's a thing. If she catches wind of that, she'd be like, oh, fuck me.
We have a Taylor Swift bracket coming up next December as well, so there's that.
Can my daughter be on that one with me?
I don't care.
She's a huge Swifty fan.
This one is actually a difficult one because I really like both of these movies. I'm going to go 21 on this one.
21 gets a vote. Kevin?
I think I got to go 7 on this one.
What tie game, Harley.
I guess I will go with Bubbles and say 21.
Jeremy?
You said 21 versus 7 or 21 versus what?
21 versus 7.
Oh, fucking 7, dude. That movie is brutally fucking amazing. Like, I'm summoning Chansey for that shit. 7.
I'm going to agree with Jeremy and Chansey on this one. 7 is... It's one of the few movies that I can... If you're a horror movie fan but don't really like the visions of killing people, 7 is not a movie for you. Which is really weird because they don't actually kill people in the movie. Like, you don't see that. You see the after effects of it. And it lets your mind wonder on how these people actually died, stuff like that. So it's brutally fucked up. It's one of my favorite. I'm not gonna call it a slasher movie. It's more of a thriller. But it's my vote on that one. Jeff, 7 or 21?
I'm going with 21.
Which means it is a tie game coming down to Q. Q, is it 7 or 21?
I've never watched 7. I've seen 21 and I've played it a lot. I'll have to go 21. It's the drinking age / smoking age.
We're good. I think that's an upset, to tell you the truth.
That is an upset.
No, that's just the uncultured swine that says Q. Just saying.
Look, no matter which direction this went, I am satisfied with the result. So
yeah, even the crowd. Even two of your friends, Sarah and Mike, do not agree with you on this one. They are both going 7.
Mike's yelling, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. So, but 21 moves on 4-3 to the next round. Kevin starts us off. Is it 16 Candles or 10 Things I Hate About You?
What the fuck? What is this? Why would you do this is my question. Sorry, Kevin.
Likes being fucked. That's why.
He's a bastard.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Freddy.
Fuck you, Freddy.
This one's really easy for me. Fun. I hated 10 Things I Hate About You, so...
Give me 10 things you hate about it right now, girl.
16 Candles all the way. I just didn't like the movie. I didn't like anything about it.
Harley, 10 Things I Hate About You or 16 Candles?
Okay, both of these are like really, really good movies. I love them both, but I'm going to have to go with the classic 16 Candles.
I mean, John Hughes.
Jeremy.
No, Mike, that's the Disney version. But, see, this is actually definitely a big fuck you, Kevin moment. Because 16 Candles is one of the most, and I can't say this word on this show, but the word for anyone, let me say. But it's a horrible fucking movie. I hate John Hughes with a fucking passion. They should have burned him at the stake in the 80s. Fucking 10 Things I Hate About You all day. That is a beautiful, amazing fucking movie.
You're going to have to on the chat while we're... I have no idea.
You are the uncultured swine on this one.
Serious right now?
John Hughes can suck a big fat bag of dicks.
Hey.
Satchel Richards. I'm going to go with 10 Things I Hate About You as well. I don't... 16 Candles has not aged well at all. It may have been good back in the 80s, but the people in the 80s were like a majority of their movies are good.
No, so, it wasn't good back in the 80s even. It wasn't good the day it was created, the day it was written. It was never good.
But it's just like the entire movie sucks. Boring. The entire movie sucks. The ending is horrible. It's just there's no good thought process in this movie whatsoever. However, 10 Things I Hate About You is a Shakespeare classic of the story of the retelling of the story of Taming of the Shrew. So if you're a Shakespeare fan, go ahead and check that one out. It's mentioned a couple times during the movie of their love of Shakespeare. Heath Ledger is absolutely fantastic in this movie as well. It's one of the movies that I fell in love with his entire acting ability. So
it was before Batman.
Jess, it is a tie game right now. Is it 10 Things I Hate About You or 16 Candles?
10 Things I Hate About You.
No.
I'm not on camera.
For legal reasons. Q, 16 Candles, 10 Things I Hate About You. I will let you know just because I want to pick on Bubbles on this one. If you go 16 Candles, after the buttload of fuck yous that I got from Jess, because putting these two together, it will be a tie-breaking decision going down to her. But that is your choice to be a bastard or not.
I mean, the show is Bracket Bastards, right? So we all got to be bastards.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'll go 16. Let's go.
Which means there's a tie-breaking decision coming down to Bubbles. Bubbles, is it 10 Things I Hate About You or 16 Candles?
See, Q doesn't want 10. He wants all 16 inches.
I'm going to just tell you to slowly take it up
right down the throat.
Right now with that. You did not have to encourage that, but you did.
You know, the really funny part, I didn't have to encourage him. I'm pretty sure he didn't know about it because he wasn't keeping track of the score. No. So I was just giving out information.
That's not always, but I have no track keeping of anything today.
No, we don't.
Okay, so like that scene when they're getting ready to go and the dad has the
fake belly
on the daughter, it just lives so rent-free in my mind all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get one of those so I can embarrass my kid at some point. Because I mean, you got to do a little bit of trauma to your kids or you're not really a parent. But not like significant, like needing therapy trauma. Let me make that clear. Just enough.
Oh yeah, it's just expensive.
Exactly.
Or too far then.
But you just push it just far enough where they look back and they're like, God dang, my parent, what a dick. But I'm going to go with 10 Things I Hate About You.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Get rid of that fucking trash John Hughes movie.
Well, that I was pretty sure that she's going to go for 10 Things I Hate About You anyway, which is the reason why I pushed it towards you, because it wouldn't have mattered. So 10 Things I Hate About You moves on to the next round, 4-3. Harley starts us off. We had a play-in matchup. Is it Ocean's 11 or the Three Amigos?
I'm going to go with the Three Amigos.
Three Amigos gets a vote. Jeremy?
Oh, fucking Three Amigos all fucking day.
I'm going to give it to Three Amigos as well. I love Ocean's 11. It's a great heist movie. Don't get me wrong. But the Three Amigos is comedic, just genius across the board. All three of them. Jess, Three Amigos, Ocean's 11.
I'll go with Ocean's 11.
Ew. Q. Three Amigos.
I don't think I've actually seen Three Amigos.
Gets a vote and the win off of that one. Bubbles, Three Amigos, Ocean's 11.
I feel like I'm thinking of the correct Three Amigos. Who plays in that?
Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, and Martin Short.
Thank you.
Okay, yes.
I can picture all three of them, but...
Right? Like that's okay, because I was like, okay, I'm picturing, but I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Not Dan Aykroyd. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
There we go.
Steve Martin.
That's the one that I'm going to go ahead and go with, is I'm going to go with Three Amigos. I thought it was hilarious. Oceans is okay. It was kind of okay. It was one like I could watch, but if presented between these two movies, I would go with Three Amigos because it's just good fun.
It gets a vote. Kevin, finish us out. Ocean's 11, Three Amigos.
I do love both of these movies. But with this matchup, it's gotta be Three Amigos. I mean, I love Oceans. Don't get me wrong. It deserves to be on the bracket, but not against Three Amigos.
Three Amigos moves on to the first round, 6-1. Does somebody want to read that comment? Because I can't. I can't say Spanish words correctly.
It says, Quentin is mi amigo. Tengo rogos genitales.
I can translate some of that. Does somebody want to translate that?
Is that something about his genitals?
It's Quentin is my friend. He has, I'm guessing, small balls. I'm not sure about the verrugas word, but I'm assuming small.
Just like the Miz. He has tiny balls.
I can find out. I have an employee who can translate that.
Crowdsource. Anyway, Three Amigos moves on to the next round, 6-1. We'll be facing...
genital warts. It means genital warts.
So...
He has genital warts, is he saying.
So Mike, so Q is Mike's friend, and he has genital warts.
Okay, Blake said she doesn't want to say it, and she said it's bad.
You know, I'm curious as to how Mike would know this information.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they both played sports in high school, so I know Q did. So
Michael didn't.
Well, yeah, but girls, but the people talk. So
this isn't helping you any.
Well, this is news to me. I've been with him for 11 years.
It's the medicine.
Oh, is that one of them?
Jeremy starts us off. Is it Three Amigos or Three Ninjas?
I'll tell you, old sport. It's got to be Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas is 90s fucking classic. Because everybody knows who Rocky loves. Everybody knows.
Three Ninjas gets a vote. Three Ninjas also gets my vote on this one. Jess, is it Three Ninjas or Three Amigos?
I don't think I've seen either one of these movies.
Are you fucking fishing the keyhole?
You grew up in the 90s and you don't know Three Ninjas? What the fuck?
I know. Somebody shoot her.
You're closest.
Right, but I'm the first suspect.
True. Oh, this is live, so.
I have seen Three Ninjas.
Oh, you have seen Three Ninjas. You have, huh?
So now that we've determined that you've seen Three Ninjas, what's your vote?
I should go with that one, but dumbass okay, is popping.
I didn't hear you because Q's a dumbass. So, Q, speaking of dumbasses, Q, Three Ninjas, Three Amigos.
I'm definitely going with Three Ninjas.
He wishes he was a ninja.
Cole's an asshole, though.
Bubbles, Three Ninjas, Three Amigos, considering that you were on mute when you told me to fuck off before. I could read your lips across the screen. It's all right.
I'm gonna go with Three Ninjas on this one, but if you don't want me on mute, I will go ahead and just say it. Fuck off, Freddy.
I didn't put you on mute. You put yourself on mute.
I know I put myself on mute. I just forgot
she put herself on mute.
That's funny because I can definitely
so mad at me. She forgot to do it. Kevin.
Not at all.
Is it Three Ninjas or Three Amigos?
Amigos. It's the Amigos.
Me Amigos. And Harley, finish this out. Three Ninjas, Three Amigos.
Three Ninjas.
Three Ninjas. So it is a 6-1 victory. Three Ninjas moves on to the next round. I start this one off. It is either. We have some holiday flicks in this one. It's either 8 Crazy Nights or 8-Bit Christmas. I'm fairly certain 8 Crazy Nights will be winning this matchup. I am okay with that. It's a good movie. I will keep in mind, though, it has won a previous bracket, so it is already in the winner's bracket later on. 8-Bit Christmas is one of my favorite Christmas movies out, one of my favorite newer Christmas movies out there, period. It's Neil Patrick Harris playing a dad, telling his story about getting a original Nintendo for Christmas. Or not getting one for Christmas. So it's a good movie. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, go check it out. It gets my vote. Jess, 8-Bit Christmas or 8 Crazy Nights?
Well, I've never even heard of 8-Bit Christmas. I'm going to go with 8 Crazy Nights.
Q.
I agree with the wife.
Holy shit, you agree with me for once?
This time.
Bubbles.
Is the apocalypse about to happen? Is that what I'm hearing over there? Go with 8-Bit Christmas because...
There's going to be an eruption of...
If I'm being honest, it is specifically because 8 Crazy Nights has already won a bracket, so...
I'm glad I said that then. Kevin, 8-Bit Christmas, 8 Crazy Nights.
I'll go 8-Bit Christmas, because that is a really good Christmas movie. I really enjoyed it.
Harley.
I'm going with 8-Bit Christmas.
I honestly did not see that turning that way. Jeremy, finish us out. Is it 8-Bit Christmas or 8 Crazy Nights?
Well, it's funny, Bubbles, that you say it's the apocalypse when this will be releasing on Zombie Jesus Day. But y'all fucking crazy. I've never seen 8-Bit Christmas, but it ain't beating 8 Crazy Nights in my head, no matter how fucking good it is. 8 Crazy Nights is fucking classic. It's not going to win the brackets. I don't care if we fucking...
No, it's not.
I would rather move on.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that calls Jesus a zombie. Because, I mean, if you think about it... I mean, who else rises from the dead other than zombies? So Jesus was, in fact, a zombie.
Well, like Powerwolf said, it was resurrection by erection.
I mean, okay, my entire statement with this is going to piss off a lot of Christians. But if I remember right, Jesus... like drank wine and stuff like that before he died, and then he died for 3 days and came back. Wouldn't that just be a massive hangover?
Yeah.
No, because he turned the wine into water when it was in his stomach.
I don't think it works that way, Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't think
it's he's fucking Jesus. It worked the way he wanted it to work.
His blood was wine. That guy must have been wasted 24/7.
8-Bit Christmas moves on 4-3 to the next round, kicking out 8 Crazy Nights. Jess starts us off and finishes off the first half of round one. Is it The Fifth Element or Jungle to Jungle?
I'm going to go with The Fifth Element.
Did you say Jumbo to Jumbo?
Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle.
Jumbo to Jumbo is a... Yeah. I've seen it.
It's got, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, right? Is that the... No.
Yes!
No.
Is it?
Yeah.
No! Huh?
Oh, the little
no, you're thinking, you're thinking of Man of the House. Jungle to Jungle is... Isn't it Jonathan Taylor Thomas too, though?
No, it's a little... It's a Indian dude.
It's got Tim Allen in it.
I know it had Tim Allen in it.
I love Tim Allen. I'm going to show Tim Allen some love. Jungle to
Sam
Jungle.
It's Sam Huntington.
Either way, it's not freaking JTT. So, Jungle to Jungle gets a vote on that one. Bubbles, is it Jungle to Jungle with Fifth Element?
I don't even know Bubbles. Why I'm doing this today, because this bracket is such fucking... This is so triggering. I feel so angry. This whole bracket of all of these going up, because they're such good, like, great movies. Like, a lot of these are so great.
Josh is getting the towel tonight.
You know what? I'm gonna go Fifth Element on this one. I really enjoyed that movie. But it makes me feel so yucky.
It should.
Bubbles is going Fifth Element on this here. So is Sarah and Mike in comments. They're both going for Fifth Element as well. Kevin, is it Fifth Element or Jungle to Jungle?
I am in total agreement with the comments because I'm going Fifth Element.
Harley.
I'm going Jungle to Jungle because Tim Allen was hilarious in that movie.
Tim Allen's a good actor.
Jeremy, is it Jungle to Jungle or Fifth Element?
Wait a minute, who started this one?
Doesn't matter. Which means
I would be tiebreaker.
Alright, I'm not wasting on this one, but I hope and I am 100% going with Jungle to Jungle because that's a 90s classic I grew up with and I fucking love Tim Allen.
I think Freddy's got this one in the cat sack.
I'm going to go for Jungle to Jungle as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love this movie, dude. It's beyond a fish out of water story type thing. It's a story about growing up as well. And I love New York. And Tim Allen, even though he's an asshole, from what I understand, he's a damn good freaking actor when it comes to shit. So... he's a very comedic actor in this movie as well, and it's just great. So Jungle to Jungle gets my vote and the win off of that one.
Wasn't the little boy eating like cat food or like dog food or something in this? And he's this is so good.
Yeah,
The boy killed the cat to eat.
And his name ended up being translated to like cat poop. I can't remember what it was. Anyway.
Mimi Siku. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back right after this break. What are you up to this week?
Oh, nothing much. You can find me on the Mod Squad Network, where we have a bunch of shows. We have a horror show, gamer show, a movie show, and we go live every Saturday night with a giveaway. Or you can find me on Back to the Retro Review, where I review movies from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Right now, the movie that is live is The Replacements. We reviewed The Replacements. So go check it out.
And Harley, what's up in your neck of the woods?
Well, we just recorded our Last Supper special for Easter, and we recorded our winner for our custom skull that's going out on Sunday. I know who the winner is, but you have to watch to find out who it is. And we go live every Sunday night with the Asylum of Harley and Joker, and I'm also with the Mod Squad. Catch us tonight at 8 Eastern for Back Fiction Are Completely Fucked Up.
Have you ever been called a bastard without actually earning the distinction? Well, here's your chance to do just that. Bracket Bastards is always looking for fun guests to join the show and make the call. My question is, as always, what kind of bastard are you? All you gotta do is contact a bastard today and join the fun. And we are back for the second half of round one. It looks like Q starts us off. Is it the 10th Kingdom, which is probably something he's never seen, or the Two Towers from Lord of the Rings?
The 10th Kingdom is fucking amazing. Fuck you for assuming I haven't seen this.
He hasn't seen it. He's just being a dick.
Lord of the Rings, most definitely. Why the fuck would I not vote for Lord of the Rings?
The 10th Kingdom has a lot of Lord of the Ring feel to it. That's the reason why I wasn't for certain if you've seen it or not.
It sounds like, you know, it was set in the same kind of time frame-ish. Mm-hmm.
And they have, who's it? Ed O'Neill? Who?
I don't even know who the hell that is.
He played Al Bundy.
Oh, okay.
He plays a troll in this movie.
I like trolls.
Yeah, so it's a good movie.
I you do are not troll. Vote anybody.
Two Towers gets a vote on that one. Bubbles, is it Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, or 10th Kingdom?
Okay, I love me Lord of the Rings because, you know, I'm totally down for the nerdy things. But 10th Kingdom was a fantastic movie, so that's getting my vote.
Wasn't 10th Kingdom a TV series?
Technically a miniseries, just a long movie. But if you add it all together, it's just one long movie.
And I think it came on like two discs or two VHSs, just like the Titanic, which I absolutely love that. And I hope like streaming services, if they're listening, will please do that when putting them on the streaming services, make it into a two-parter.
That just seems like an annoyance.
What do you mean? Let's keep it fucking, just keep the integrity of it, Jeremy. The double disc, double VHS.
Keep it classic, bro.
That's showing your dick just to show your dick.
That's what you do all the time.
Let me tell you what, I might have done. Like, if I had one, I probably would. I'd be like, look at this.
Atta girl.
Q, what have you seen my dick?
Bro.
We don't have a microscope that good, dude.
I mean, it would break the microscope, but okay.
Yeah, if we've been trying to focus too much.
Kevin, is it Two Towers or 10th Kingdom?
I haven't seen 10th Kingdom, so I got to go the Towers, even though I'm not a big fan of the Lord of the Rings. I've fallen asleep during watching them, all of them. They bore me.
Harley, is it 10th Kingdom or Two Towers?
The 10th Kingdom.
The Two Kingdoms. Kingdom. I didn't know that was an option.
The 10th Kingdom.
Jeremy.
I've never seen the 10th Kingdom. It looks pretty epic, but I have not seen it. Barely even heard of it. But it's fucking the Battle of Helm's Deep. It's fucking Two Towers! Anybody who played that fucking video game back in the day, having to run back and forth and kick those ladders off, like, fucking annoying as shit.
Bro, I hated that fucking part of the game. It was so bad.
So many fucking times I had to fucking restart that level because of the fucking ladders.
Just for that reason? Yeah, oh my god.
So, it's going to end up being a tie-breaking decision coming down to Jess, because I will be going for 10th Kingdom on this one.
Lord of the Rings.
Two Towers moves on to the next round. I will not give who is facing because Jess decided not to. Bubbles starts us off. Is it 2012? Or I kind of wish Mr. Bubbles was in here for this one. Is it 2012 or 300? And now you know why.
This is Sparksa! 300, just specifically for that.
Yeah, that's my thought. Kevin.
Oh, 300. 300 was an amazing movie.
Harley. Oh, Mike is in comments, by the way. 300. I love bowling movies. Anyway, early after that, what's your vote?
300.
Gets another one. Jeremy.
Yeah, 2012 was a little lackluster. I mean, the only good scene was one with the wolves. So, yeah, it's got to be fucking 300 all day. I mean, it should be Meet the Spartans instead, but if we could put that instead of 300, that'd be great. But, yeah, 300.
Meet the Spartans was really good, but it doesn't have a number in it, so technically it doesn't work. Sarah's going for 300 as well. So is Mike. I'm going to go for 300 as well. I love 2012, though. It's a damn good movie, but as far as doing the entire Bubbles take on here, where you're holding both movies, which one would you rather watch? I would watch 300 99 times out of 100 between those two.
Yes, oh, I got it. Numbers, because we're doing numbers. Got it.
Jess, is it 300 or 2012?
300. Although 2012 was the year I graduated high school.
Damn you, young.
I know, I feel old. Q, finish this out.
I'm not letting it be a sweep. I like 2012. I thought it was a great movie. And you know what? None of us should even be here right now.
The Mayans, we didn't know how to read the Mayan calendar, dude.
No, well, we did know how to read it. That's just when they, like, disappeared.
The Mayan calendar is completely different from what the calendar that we have anyway, because we're on the, what is it, Gregorian calendar, or whatever the fuck we have now.
Gregorian.
Something like that.
The calendar wasn't supposed to mark the apocalypse, according to most paranormal enthusiasts. It was supposed to mark the age of the new spiritual awakening for humans.
I feel like it's pretty accurate.
Many say it did. Many say that was the beginning of more mediums and psychics being awoken. So,
300 moves on 6-1 to the next round. Kevin starts us off. Is it 1 hour photo or 28 days later?
28 days later.
Boom!
Gets a vote, Harley.
1 hour photo.
Jeremy.
Fuck yeah, Harley. Don't leave Robin hanging around like that. 100% has to be 1 hour photo, because one, it's Robin Williams being creepy, which who doesn't fucking love that? And two, 28 days later is one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. It's one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen in my life, so yeah.
I'm gonna go with 1 hour photo as well.
Oh my God!
Robin Williams is a fucking genius, and this is not a comedy. Robin Williams is known for comedies, but this is a very
creepy guy so well in that movie.
Dark fucking movie. It really embraces
horror.
Of course, watching that movie, you kind of, I'm gonna say this the best way I can. Watching that type of movie and seeing how dark he can go. Kind of should have made you wonder how dark he actually is in real life. And since he did decide to unalive himself, I'm not going to say so young, but because he wasn't that young, but still a lot sooner than he should have left us. So it's a damn good movie. Got to go with it. Jess, 1 hour photo, 28 days later. Both of these are horror movies.
Yeah, so I've never seen either one of these movies. So I'm going to go with what's in the most in comments, and it seems like it's a tie. Shit. It says 1 hour photo is boring. So that means 28 days later won. So I'm gonna have to go with that. Sorry, Sarah.
28 days later gets to vote. Q. 28 days later, 1 hour photo.
Fucking 4 weeks later, man.
Which means Bubbles is a tie-breaking decision. Bubbles, do you want to know who's facing in the next round?
You know what? Yeah.
It is either 1 hour photo or 28 days later facing 13 ghosts in round 2.
Well, I don't feel like either one of these are gonna
nope
win against it, so it doesn't matter. I don't know if anybody knows this, but 28 Days Later has a sequel called 28 Weeks Later.
It sucked too.
I didn't know that.
You did know that? Hey.
I
didn't
know that.
And I feel like I do like 28
Weeks Later. But not Ocean's 11?
28 Days
Later. I knew Ocean's 11. I didn't know there was more than Ocean's 11.
You know what? I'm gonna just give my vote to Robin Williams because I absolutely
What is up with Robin Williams?
Right, what is your thing?
Harley starts us off. Is it 40-year-old virgin or 50 first dates?
Ooh. Oh, fuck you, this Freddie! Fuck you!
Freddie moment here, right there. Okay, I'm gonna blow my load on this one.
Fair. That is a fair blowing.
Carly has decided to blow her load on this one, which means it goes as Jeremy. Jeremy, is it 40-year-old virgin or 50 first dates?
Fuck! Adam Sandler versus fucking Steve Carell. I mean, it's gotta be 50 first dates. It's gotta be 50 first dates, honestly. It's just such a more rewatchable movie. 40-year-old virgin just kind of drags at points. Like, they just like try to keep scenes going too long.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
51st Dates gets a vote on this one. In comments, Yo Cholo's 40-year-old virgin. Sarah's 51st Dates. Mike's in comments, 40-year-old virgin, which I is which I aspire to be. I don't know.
You just went to father-daughter dance.
I was about to say, like, I've seen the Facebook pics, dude. Like, it's I'm pretty sure you already failed at that one. Both of these movies kind of suck. I mean, there was talk about one of them being really like slow and everything else. 51st Dates was slow in a lot of parts, but it has a lot of comedic genius to it. 40-year-old Virgin they're both dream teams of like comedic geniuses, but they both kind of suck because of it. But I want whoever wins this to win the next round, so I got to go with the top one. It is in comments currently. It is 2-1, so I'm going to give my vote to 40-year-old Virgin, tying it up. Jess, is it 40-year-old Virgin or 50 First Dates?
I am going with 50 First Dates. I love that movie.
Q. I'm
the not fucking sharing that mic. The fucking. Oh, fuck. I even, Mike, even I'm not saying that. I'm fucking lying.
See, that's like, the weird thing. I was gonna be like, a girl that loses her mind or like loses her memory every day, that would be fucking great.
You might fuck the shit out of her.
You do whatever the fuck you want.
Babe, why's my ass hurt? Oh, you fell. Oh, babe, my ass hurts. You fell last night, sweetie. It's okay.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, they never know.
Oh, Mike, I'm sending you something, Mike. I sent to Chancey a couple days ago. You're going to fucking love it.
But I'm definitely going with 50 First Dates.
Gives a vote. Bubbles, 50 First Dates, 40-year-old version.
I kind of feel the same as you in a way, Freddie. Like, there was such a star-filled cast on both movies. And so, like, I feel that the expectations or like all of it could have been better. Like both of these movies could have been better. But as far as enjoyability and again, just kind of comparing it, having DVDs in my hands, looking at the two of them, I would pick 50 First Dates over 40-year-old Virgin.
Which means 50 First Dates does move on to the next round. Kevin.
I would have went 40-year-old Virgin.
And Harley, who blew her load on this one, finishes out. Is it 40-year-old Virgin or 50 First Dates?
50 First Dates.
So it's 5-2. Moving on to phase 4-3 in the next round. Jeremy, is it 21 Jump Street or 27 Dresses?
You didn't even make this hard, old sport. Gotta go with 21 Jump Street all fucking day. Fucking Jonah Hill is hilarious in that shit.
Captain's daughter.
That's 20.
In a strategic move, because I can see the board and nobody asked for it. I'm going to go for 27 dresses on here. And when you get to the next round, you will see why. 27 dresses gets my vote. Jess, 27 dresses or 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
Q?
I'm jumping that street. Let's go.
Let's see it. Get out there and jump the street.
Bubbles.
He's too lazy.
I feel that she plays the same character in every movie that she's in. So she's kind of like this uppity asshole that just knows everything and then has like a problem with the male lead, and then all of a sudden she falls in love with the male lead. Like, I don't know any movies that she is in that does not follow that exact same storyline, and I don't like that.
Even the TV show.
Well, I feel like you would play that storyline though.
I would totally. Like, I watch her movies, like but it's like a one watch, and then it's like, okay, that's cool, like that was fun. I think the exception to that is the one with Gerard Butler.
Ugly Truth.
There we go. I was like, I can't think of the name of it, but that one I would rewatch all the time. But I think it's just for Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's more because of him than anything else.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to go with 21 Jump Street on this because I absolutely love Channing Tatum. I love Jonah Hill. I think that they're both hilarious together.
So you don't like Ice Cube?
I do like Ice Cube as well. I do. So that's my vote. That's why I'm voting the way I'm voting.
Kevin, 21 Jump Street, 27 dresses.
Not even close. 21 Jump Street.
Harley.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street moves on 6-1 to the next round. And I don't like that matchup. I start this one off, though. It's either The Sixth Sense or 12 Angry Men. I have discussed 12 Angry Men multiple times. 12 Angry Men actually started the recasting show that we currently have. So if you guys want to check that one out, I got to put that one for Mike. So where we recast the top five people in the shows and stuff like that. When that's on a previous type show that we did, it just started the episodes that we have. Sixth Sense, once you see it one time, you kind of get the idea and it's there. However, 12 Angry Men is one of those movies that you have to watch multiple times because you miss something every time that you watch it. And it's an absolute classic. So 12 Angry Men gets my vote. Jess.
Sixth Sense,
that one.
Q.
Bro, it took me 6 watches to realize that Bruce Willis was the ghost. Spoiler alert.
Tax credit coming soon, folks. Tax credit coming soon.
I've never seen 12 Angry Men. However, I have seen 7 Sweaty Men, and that's weird. So we're going to go with...
Q, do you want to read out Mike's comment real quick?
No, I do not feel comfortable reading that one.
Mike, 12
Angry Menstruation?
Mike, 12 Angry Menstruation. Yeah, 12 Angry Menstruations. It's called the year, dude.
I thought he said 12 Angry Masturbation. That would have been funnier.
That's just called the Saturday when I was fucking 25.
Bro. That's terrible. Yeah. What are the options again? Sorry, Sixth Sense. Yeah, go back.
Okay, Sixth Sense gets voted off that one. Bubble, 12 Angry Men, Sixth Sense.
I'm going to do Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I can do 6 inches. Let's go.
Wait, what?
Just like, you don't have 6 inches. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, no. It's 2 this time, 2 the next time, and 2 the third time. Then he's done.
Yeah, I didn't specify how I was going to be able to 6 inches. I didn't say all at once. 3 different increments.
Kevin, 12 Angry Men, Sixth Sense.
I've never seen 12 Angry Men, but the Sixth Sense just fucking blew my mind when I first saw it. So yeah, Sixth Sense.
For the people out there who have never seen 12 Angry Men, I recommend you go watch it. It's a good movie. It's a good sit-down movie. There's no comedy in it, but as far as like an actual... movie, it's fucking fantastic. point. Harley, is it 12 Angry Men or Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
And Jeremy, finish this out.
I mean, it's gotta be Sixth Sense all fucking day. Bruce Willis is incredible in that movie. So is Haley Joel Osment. Like, fucking great acting. It gets ruined if you don't watch it until like the 2020s. It kind of gets ruined because you know how it ends. But still, it was a good movie.
Sixth Sense moves on 6-1 to face another 6-1 next round. Jeff starts this one off. Is it The Whole 9 Yards or 8 Mile?
8 Mile.
Oh, come on, give me The Whole 10 Yards.
No, I'm not giving you The Whole 10 Yards.
You want your strap on, damn it.
No, Sean, give me Anal. I'm in an annual salary.
Is it The Whole 9 Yards or 8 Mile?
If it was 10 yards, I'd go for it, but I gotta go 8 Mile.
Bubbles.
8 Mile.
Yeah. The whitest person ever even says 8 Mile. Look at this.
I'm going Mom Spaghetti. 8 Mile.
Mom Spaghetti.
Harley.
8 Mile.
Jeremy.
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers! Fucking. Fuck B Rabbit. Fucking wannabe. Fucking Whole 9 Yards all day. Fucking Bruce Willis. The African-American actor who died. I can't think of the name of the moment.
Matthew and Perry.
He's one of the biggest artists in the fucking world. What do you mean, wannabe?
Wannabe. But, no. Michael Clark Duncan. That's what I'm thinking of.
I was thinking the same thing, Q. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, he's like... He has got, like, some of the best fucking lyrics. He wrote
Kid Rock and ICP's coattails to get there.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he grabbed onto him and pulled him down and said, shut the fuck up, you guys suck, and then stepped above him. That's what he did.
No, he didn't. He used other people's names to get where he is.
ICP and Kid Rock both are technically not from Detroit.
Yes, they are.
So, no, they're not.
Look up their biography, bitch.
I say ICP is actually right outside of Detroit, and Kid Rock is actually from above Detroit, out in the freaking boonies.
Boom! Well,
yeah, not like the real Slim Shady, who is right down 8 Mile in Detroit.
8 Mile moves on 6-1 because I'll be going for 8 Mile as well on this one. The Whole 9 Yards, with the exception of Matthew Perry, was. It wasn't really that good. Mike's in comments. If Eminem can have my baby, and I'll call her Kim John. I really need to read these comments before I read them out. 6-1 moves on to face a 4-3 in the next round. Q starts us off. Is it 47 Ronin or A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Oh, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Gets a vote, Bubbles.
It should be 1,000 Ways to Die. I like that one better.
Mm-hmm. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Gets another one, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. No, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Harley.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Gets a vote and the win off of that one. Jeremy.
Everybody loves a good mustache.
Finish this out. Is it Million Ways to Die in the West or 47 Ronin?
Million Ways to Die.
Oh, don't let it be a sweep.
Let it be a sweep.
It is
our only sweep. You know what I was voting for, dude.
I know
I you do, but the audience doesn't.
Yeah, they do. They know the stuff I talked about in this movie.
At all. He likes to play peekaboo.
Million Ways to Die in the West moves on 7-0 to the next round. Either way, it would have moved on, so it doesn't really matter. It is our only sweep, though. Be right back right after this break.
Come check out the only show where three albums are brought on every week, and we break them down and tell you which songs we like best, or if we just hated the whole album or loved it. That's right. We're talking about Maniacal Music Musings. Your number one source to hear two co-hosts freak out over the music they're forced to listen to by either each other or their guest that episode. And coming soon, we're starting a very special bracket event this month that's going to last the next 15 months. That's right. It's called the Rolling Stone Bracket of Awesomeness, where you're taking the top 500 Rolling Stone songs of all time, and we are going to break them down with a very special panel of five special guests. So come check it out and tell us if you agree or disagree with us. Or just come and check it out and enjoy the show. Maniacal Music Musings, available everywhere podcasts are found.
Hey guys, it's your head Bastard here. If you like this show, make sure to check out some of the other offerings on this channel. Bastards Backstage is a special behind-the-curtain look at our Bastards and guests. The not-so-typical interview show with a gauntlet of questions only true Bastards can truly answer. And we also have The Recasting Call, the podcast where we take a movie made before 2000 and recast it if it would have been made today. And honest to goodness, what if? New content is created every week.
Round two.
And we're back for round two. It looks like Bubbles starts us off on this one. And we have Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or Lord of the Rings and Two Towers.
You know what? I'm going to say stay true to my Disney self, and I'm going to go with Snow White.
Snow White gets a vote. Kevin?
Yeah, Snow White.
It's another one. Amanda's in comments. Apparently, not that anyone asked, but I'm up to making homemade chicken noodle soup.
That's the best. I have leftovers in my fridge right now.
Harley, Snow White or Two Towers?
I'm going with Snow White because you can't go wrong with seven guys.
Ooh.
Jeremy.
Mike, you want some seven guys? Never knew. But, bad timing, buddy, bad timing. And, Bubbles, I gotta stay with those pigtails. I'm gonna need you to go put on a schoolgirl outfit and come back and start dancing. But, 100%, it's definitely fucking two motherfucking towers. Over... If I want to see Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, one, I'm watching the Rule 34 version, and two, it's fucking Lord of the Rings. It's orc killing. It's fucking trees stomping shit. Like, I'm down for it.
This is an anti-vote for me. I don't like Lord of the Rings movies. Never have. So I'm going to go for Snow White. So there's that.
Fuck you, Freddy. Fuck you, Freddy.
I'm aware. Jess, is it Snow White or Two Towers?
I'm going to go Snow White.
Wow.
And Q finishes out.
I tried getting to let you have more guys over. You said no. Two was enough.
She didn't want you to get jealous, Q.
Fair enough. I'm going Two Towers as well. That is fucking ridiculous that Snow White takes out the Two Towers. That is fucking ridiculous.
And it wasn't even a split vote, too.
Q, you know why it is. Q, you know why it is.
Why?
It's because she's white.
So are a majority of the people in Two Towers.
Right. No, they're brown. Yeah. They're brown and black because they're orcs and Urgai. Urgal, I don't know what the fuck is it.
I'm joining you, just the two of us.
Snow White moves on 5-2. Kevin starts us off. Is it 13 ghosts or 1 hour photo?
Oh, 13 ghosts.
Gets a vote, Harley.
Oh my god, fuck us. I'm going 13 ghosts because, well, of course, Matthew Lillard right there.
Jeremy.
Not gonna leave him hanging. Not gonna leave him hanging. 1 hour photo all day.
Good job, Jeremy.
Not gonna leave him hanging. Oh my god.
Robin Williams deserves at least one vote.
I mean, okay? you gotta leave him hanging, though. It's a fucking photo.
Please tell me everybody in here remembers the, like, 1 hour photos from, like, Walmart and... things like you would just go take your like disposable cameras or your little like thing of film in there. Like there was no.
That's not real photography, yes. Though. Ask Sarah.
I'm gonna go for 13 ghosts on this one for the same reasons as before. I do love 1 hour photo. It's a damn good movie, but 13 ghosts is just better. Jess, is it 13 ghosts or 1 hour photo?
I'll do 13 ghosts.
Gets a vote and the win off of that one. Q.
Well. It would take me a lot longer than an hour to get a photo of something that doesn't exist. So I'm going to have to go with 1 hour photo because I can actually do that.
And Bubbles finishes out.
Also going to go ahead and go with 13 ghosts on this one. I am glad, again, that Jeremy had given Robin Williams a vote because if not, I was going to.
I mean, Bubbles, if you want 13 Ghosts, there's a thing called Spectrophilia that really does supposedly happen, so.
13 Ghosts moves on 5-2.
But
I feel like she wouldn't feel anything.
I mean, we've all seen Scary Movie 2, but.
13 Ghosts moves on 5-2 to the next round. This is the matchup that I was mad that 27 Dresses didn't get into. Harley, is it 10 Things I Hate About You or 21 Jump Street?
Ooh. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Gets a vote, Jeremy.
10 Things I Hate About Motherfucking You and the fact that you hate on Lord of the Rings is one of them!
Say that more aggressively next time.
Did you just fucking vote for 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yes, he did, and so did I. Jess, is it 10 Things I Hate About You or 21 Jump Street?
I'm gonna go with 21 Jump Street.
Q?
Stealing Bubbles' vote.
Motherfucker!
Ooh, shots fired, man.
I'm going 21 Jump Street.
I was gonna tell her to steal Kevin's. Fuck you.
Bubbles!
She don't get just no vote.
Just out of curiosity, what would your vote have been?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Damn straight it would have been, which is why I stole that shit. It's my
That also brings it down to a tie-breaking decision for Kevin. Kevin, is it 21 Jump Street or 10 Things I Hate About You?
As stated before, I do not like 10 Things I Hate About You, so 21 Jump Street.
Fuck your 10 things. Learn to love them, bitch.
But 21 Jump Street moves on 4-3 to the next round. Jeremy starts this one off. Is it 8-Bit Christmas or 8 Mile?
The 8's against each other again.
Some crazy fucking 8's here. No, it's 8 Mile for that actress who died.
Oh, Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
It's 8 Mile for Brittany Murphy getting it in that factory.
I'm going to go for 8-Bit Christmas on here. For the people who have seen the movie, this movie is absolutely fantastic. It's a funny movie. Very cute movie. It has a very Christmas story type feel to it, but like a modern day version of it. Jess, is it 8-Bit Christmas or 8 Mile?
8 Mile.
Gets another one, Q.
B-Rabbit. Yeah, it's because he's fast and he likes to fuck a lot.
Bubbles.
It's going to be 8 Mile for me.
Gets to vote and the win off of that one, Kevin.
As much as I love 8-Bit Christmas, it's got to be 8 Mile.
Oh my god, I love the song Drunk Bow. That shit is amazing, my eminent.
Harley, finish this out.
It's going to be 8 Mile.
Yes.
6-1, 8 Mile moves on to the next round. I start this one off. It's either 2001 A Space Odyssey or the In Remembrance of Mr. Bubbles, who is not here today, 300. I'm going to go with 300, dude. Like, flair aside, it's fucking 300. This is Sparta. Like, all the one-liners in that one, all the badass movies. I'm mad it didn't win our war movie bracket a little bit, but it also went against the winner in the first round. So it was 300. It was 300 versus Inglourious Basterds in the first round. And yeah, so 300 gets my vote. Jess, 300, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
300.
Gets another one. Q.
I guess I'll go with 300 in this case.
Bubbles.
Yup.
Oh yeah, I get a yup.
With the win, Kevin.
Double yup.
Still counts as one. Yep. Harley.
300.
So we end with a zip and a double cup.
Jeremy.
Yeah, fuck 2001 A Space Odyssey. That movie's horrible. 100% is. It's fucking 300 all fucking day. 300 all fucking day. I mean, you go to the store, you buy a six pack of Spot and beer. By like the fifth one, every time you open the next one, you're like, this is Spotten.
300 moves on 7-0 to the next round. Jeff starts us off. Is it 21?
I see you're saying that.
Or
50
First Dates?
50 First
Dates. Gets vote. Q.
Shit, by the end of 21, I've already had 50 First Dates. 50 different girls.
Because 50 girls felt pity on you.
You're absolutely correct. She felt the most.
Obviously.
Wait, I'm not sure why you flipped me off.
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons, okay.
Yeah, the other finger is used as a trigger finger. She can't use that right now. That's for the legal reasons.
Fair enough.
Is it 51st dates or 21?
Can we appreciate that we kind of have two overlapping movies in this? So we've got the 51st dates with the Sixth Sense. I'm a little bit jealous that she gets to re-experience the Sixth Sense over and over again. Like, it's a surprise over and over again. That would be awesome.
But you would never remember it, so no, it wouldn't be.
I am, however, going to go with 21 on this one.
I do love
51st Dates, but again, it does come back to, it was such a star-filled movie, it could have been better.
Kevin.
I'm going to go 51st Dates on this one.
There was one star in that entire movie besides his buddy who got bit by the shark.
We had Adam Sandler. We had Drew Barrymore. We had fucking
Rob Samwise Gamgee. Samwise Gamgee was in it, motherfucker.
I was like, we had Samwise in there. Like, there were so many great actors in that movie. Like,
the guy with the freaking crazy eyes as well. He was in that one.
Steve Buscemi's in everything. Adam Sandler does. Yeah.
I like him.
Where the fuck was Samwise Gamgee at?
He
played a brother. Steroids. Who got made fun of the movie for taking steroids?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I never put that together. Holy shit, that's funny.
And let's be clear, he did not start as Samwise. I'm pretty sure Encino Man was his first movie.
Goonies, motherfucker.
Goonies.
Yeah, that says Goonies.
There we go. I like.
Wow, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to let. Yeah.
I'm glad that somebody said something. I'd rather somebody say, "Hey, hold on, let's go back to."
And yes, Yo Cello in the comment, is that the Blackjack MIT one? 21 is the Blackjack MIT one, the one with Kevin Spacey before he went all
Spacey.
Yeah, creepy. So,
that's the best way to put it. We'll go Spacey.
Before he went Hollywood.
Harley, 51st dates, 21.
21.
Jeremy.
I mean, we always talk about bubble stuff. You know that. But I have to say that 51st dates, just for the fucking scene in the beginning when with the fucking walrus where he makes the walrus throw up on the other worker is fucking hilarious.
I'm going to go for 51st dates as well. I hate to bring real events into this, but with the entire Kevin Spacey shit going on, it's just not right. And 51st Dates is actually a good movie. I hate the storyline where she forgets every morning, but that's just it because it's just sad. But there's that. Bubbles starts us off. Is it Sixth Sense or Three Ninjas?
Three Ninjas.
Gets a vote, Kevin.
Sixth Sense.
Harley.
Three Ninjas.
Jeremy.
Rocky Loves Emily all fucking day.
I'm going to finalize that one. It is Three Ninjas for me as well. Jess.
Sixth Sense.
And Q finishes out.
Bro, he wins the final fight with some fucking jelly beans. Let's go. It's Three Ninjas.
5-2 moves on to phase 4-3 in the next round. Last up in round two, Kevin starts us off. Is it Jungle to Jungle or Million Ways to Die in the West?
Million Ways to Die in the West.
Gets a vote. Harley.
Jungle to Jungle.
Jeremy.
Thinking about if I need to do something here, but I don't think I do, hopefully. Ah, it's going to be Jungle to Motherfucking Jungle.
I'm going to go for Million Ways to Die in the West for Neil Patrick Harris. Jess, Million Ways or Jungle to Jungle?
Jungle to Jungle.
Q.
You think there's more ways to die in the jungle or the West?
There's a lot more poisonous things in the jungle, so.
I guess I'm going Jungle to Jungle then.
Jungle to Jungle moves on after that vote, but Bubbles finishes out. Is it Jungle to Jungle or Million Ways to Die in the West?
Million Ways to Die in the West.
That girl.
I knew I should have stolen the vote.
So happy.
4-3 faces a 6-1 in the next round. Be right back right after this break. Mm-hmm. The cutter room floor was full this week there, guys, so hear what you missed after the credits disclaimer.
Round three.
So we are back for round three and beyond. It looks like Harley starts us off on this one. Is it Snow White or 300?
Fuck us.
Two very similar movies.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm going to steal Q's vote and go for Snow White.
Are you fucking fishing my asshole right now? That is fucked.
That's what you get for stealing my vote, Q.
Shouldn't you be wanting to get back at me?
Right places.
She still has the ability to.
All the right places.
She still has the ability to steal your vote in a different vote, though, Q. So just watch out. Jeremy, is it 300 or Snow White?
I mean, these are both legendary in their own categories, so it doesn't really matter to me either way which one wins. 300, though, because fucking the prince should have came and took the evil queen and fucking kicked that bitch down a well.
I'm going to go for 300 as well off of this one. I personally think it's a better movie between the two. Shot for shot, camera-wise, everything else, even though it's cartooning, which takes longer, and I appreciate their effort on it, but I think 300 is a better movie as far as that goes. Jess, is it 300 or Snow White?
Snow White.
Q, your vote has been stolen, but where would you have gone?
I would have gone to 300.
Good thing it doesn't matter. Bubbles, Snow White, 300.
Men in sandals and skirts, come on. You know you want it.
No, like, part of me wants to think with my pants on this one. I do. I feel like it with this matchup.
Make a flow of blood like Babylon.
Comments are going for 300. It's a unanimous decision in comments for 300. So,
okay. Yeah. So I think what I'll do, because if Daddy Kong was in here, he would probably go for 300, which is difficult. So, like, my daughter's favorite Disney princess is Snow White, and although I do love her very dearly, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna do it for the daughter.
Team FTK.
I'm going to go ahead and go with 300 on this one, just because, again, I'm giving it to Daddy Kong and the commenters.
It is a tie-breaking decision coming down to Kevin. Is it 300 or Snow White?
300. All day. Fuck Disney.
300 moves on to the next round. Jeremy starts us off. Is it 13 Ghosts or 51st Dates?
51st motherfucking Dates.
I'm going to steal a vote. I'm going to steal Jess's vote.
Fuck you, Freddy.
And we're both going to be going for 13 Ghosts on here. And the comments apparently agree with me. So there's that.
Fuck you, Freddy.
Jess, your vote has been stolen, but what would you have gone for?
51st Dates.
Good thing I stole it. Q, 51st Dates or 13 Ghosts?
Sorry, babe. I got your bag. 51st Dates.
Yeah.
What? I kind of figured as much. Bubbles.
13 Ghosts.
Kevin.
13 Ghosts.
With the win. Harley, finish us off.
13 Ghosts.
So I guess my steal a vote doesn't really matter, but either way. 13 Ghosts moves on to the semifinals. I start this one off. It's either 8 Mile or Jungle to Jungle. I'm going to go Jungle to Jungle on this one. Jess.
8 Mile.
Q.
I'm going with the White God Dre God.
Bubbles, mute.
Fuck! I hate that! God dang it! But I am gonna steal Jeremy's vote on this one.
I'm going last! Doesn't make a difference anyway!
Yeah, it does, because no. She's good too.
Yeah, but.
With 8 Mile.
Everybody else is gonna do it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter then. But anyway.
Votes were stolen. 8 Mile moves on to the next round. Kevin.
8 Mile.
See? You wouldn't need it.
And Harley finishes up.
I would have gone Jungle to Jungle.
5-2, 8 Mile moves on to the next round. Last up in the quarterfinals. This is the last time to steal a vote. Jess starts us off.
And I haven't blown alone because neither Jess has, and I had to wait for at least one of them to.
Is it, for Jess, is it 21 Jump Street or Three Ninjas?
Oh.
Well, I'm stealing Freddy's vote and going with 21 Jump Street.
It's all right with me.
Damn.
Damn it, Jess. I was going to steal Freddy's vote.
Damn it.
Yeah, and the really funny part is that Jeremy can't steal a vote now because he's I'm going after him. So
right,
fucking Jess.
That's 22 Jump Street.
Just think, you watch 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street way more than Three Ninjas.
That's because you can't find Three Ninjas anywhere.
Seriously, it's not streaming anywhere. None of them are, except for the crappy one with Hulk Hogan.
What? Which is crap.
The Hulk Hogan one was just crap, yeah. All different cast.
21.
Bubbles. 21 Jump Street. Three Ninjas.
I don't feel like this one is going to win, but I do feel like it does deserve a vote. So I am going to go ahead. I'm going to go with Three Ninjas for this vote.
Kevin.
I'm going to steal Jeremy's vote and go with 21.
Fuck you, Kevin!
Atta boy, Kevin!
Harley, finish this out. 5-2. But Jeremy, where would have your vote gone?
Fucking Three Ninjas, obviously. Fuck, yo.
My vote would have also gone for Three Ninjas as well. So if
we know that.
If there would have been no vote stolen on this one, it would have flipped it.
Why do you think I stole your vote, Brady?
It's all right.
That was the perfect time for you to be like, bitch.
If we are down to the final four and Q starts us off, are we starting with one of these four movies? You get to choose them. Is it 300, 8 Mile, 21 Jump Street, or 13 Ghosts?
Dude.
21
Jump Street. Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm fucking thinking, man.
He's trying to decide. Out. All right.
You have to rock to think?
Yes, he actually does, or he'll pace back and forth.
Q starts us off. Is it 21 Jump Street or 300?
I swear to God, the fact we're not getting a tax credit yet is fucking unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
21 Jump Me.
Bubbles, 21 Jump Street, 300.
This one's typical. I'm
going to
go 21 Jump Street on this one, actually.
Thank God, now I don't have to stab you 300 times. Look, Carl, that kills people.
I'll blow my load on this one.
Kevin, I decided to blow his load, Harley.
That is cute. Carl!
21 Jump Street.
Jeremy.
This is Sparta.
On 21 Jump Street.
Gets Jeremy's vote and my vote off of this one. I personally think 21 Jump Street is, it's not even a good remake. Like, it's just...
The only good thing about it is Johnny Depp at the end.
Yeah, like that's the only good thing about this movie. It's completely childish, and not for the sake of being childish. It's just childish.
Johnny Depp is in 21 Jump Street?
The original. Yes.
The original?
He was in the original movie, but he also had a cameo in the
original TV. The original TV series, not movie.
Yeah.
There was no movie, it was a TV series.
And yeah. Then they did a remake, just the movie.
Well, there's that. I'm going to go over 300, though. The cinematography in this movie kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
So as far as historical significance goes, it did that one. Jess, is it 300 or 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
Gets the vote and the win off of that one. Kevin blew his load. What is your vote?
300.
300 moves into the possibility of third place. Bubbles starts us off. Is it 13 Ghosts or 8 Mile?
I'm blowing my load. I can't.
Bubbles has decided to blow her load. Kevin.
8 Mile.
Harley.
13 Ghosts.
You gonna blow your load too so I can go now?
Nope.
I'm tired of pumping this out.
Jeremy.
13 Ghosts.
Gets a vote and gets another vote off of that one. Jess. 13 Ghosts. 8 Mile.
8 Mile.
Q.
8 Mile.
Your girl says 13, though, Q.
Yep, it does. But it also brings a tie-breaking decision down to Bubbles. Bubbles, is it 13 Ghosts or 8 Mile? We know who is facing in the finals, which would be in 21 Jump Street. We also know the loser will be facing 300 for third place. So, is it 13 Ghosts or 8 Mile? Do it for Chansey.
What did Chansey pick?
He'd go 13 ghosts.
Don't do it for Chansey. Come on. Do it for Eminem.
I know.
Do it for Lillard.
But Matthew Lillard is hotter than Eminem, so there you go.
That's fact.
Not to me.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't know if anybody else has like watched Eminem's style. Like, he definitely has kept up with the times.
Which is why his music sucks now.
He's a cool
music. Still fantastic. I still listen to all of his music. Oh my god. Do we have... Can I give it to comments or do I really have to pick?
You have more than
Sarah. Sarah's in comments saying...
Yeah. Yo Cholo said 8 Mile though.
Yeah, Yo Cholo is saying eight Mile. I just read that.
Split in the comments. Split in comments.
Fuck Yo Cholo. Fuck Yo Cholo.
But comments? Girl power. I'm going to go for girl power on this one. Sarah's going for 13 ghosts.
Brittany Do not fall for that peer pressure bullshit. Died.
I'm not.
She died for Brittany Murphy died for that movie for 8 Mile.
It's Women's History Month. Come on.
It is Women's History Month, and we do have a lot of that girl power going, so...
Oh, come on, do not vote in... What about Jess, though? What about Jess?
I know, that's what I was thinking, too. Jess...
Who stole your name?
She stole my name.
Yeah, you can't use Jess, because Jess using it there.
Who's older? Okay.
I am. I graduated in 2009.
Y'all babies.
Slightly older.
I know, I graduated in 2004.
You're not older than me. We graduated same year. You were born in the 90s.
No, I was talking about Jess. I'm just slightly older than Jess.
Like 4 years, no big deal.
No, that's, Kevin,
that
you
doesn't
can't do
count,
that.
That Kevin.
Don't count.
why is the husband never available when I need him?
Because he's a husband.
This is my
secondary husband.
There you go. Amanda said AMO.
Yep.
Yeah, Amanda's a traitor. I remember that one.
Oh, I found him. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Boys, Daddy Kong has voted for 8 Mile.
Yeah.
I'm very upset with him because
he
has not seen 13 Ghosts, so I'm going to have to rectify this situation.
Yeah, you definitely have to rectify that one.
No,
something rectal. Something rectal's getting done in a minute, for fuck's sake.
I officially don't care about the finals anymore. I do care about third place. And Kevin... starts that off. Kevin, is it 13 ghosts or 300?
300
gets a nod. Harley?
13 ghosts.
Jeremy?
Well, we're not talking about the ghosts to help Aragorn the Great fucking take over the final battle, so it's gotta be fucking 300.
I will be blowing my load.
Giggity.
I love both of these movies. Which is the reason why I did not want them going into third place. I wanted them split up. Either going into the finals, so it'd be first and second, or one of them going in third place and the other one going into the finals, but no, couldn't happen. Jess, is it 13 ghosts or 300?
300.
Q.
303.
Get to vote and the win off of that one, Bubbles.
13 ghosts.
I'm going to go for 13 ghosts, keeping it close on this one. It is 4-3 for third place. 300 wins that one. Harley. Starts off the finals. Is it 8 Mile or 21 Jump Street?
I'm going to go with 21 Jump Street just out of spite.
Still counts. Jeremy.
21 motherfucking Jump Street. If I'm going to see a punk-ass white bitch, I'd rather see Jonah Hill than Eminem.
Jeremy had decided not to blow his load, and he couldn't steal a vote, so both of his lifelines were not valid on this one. I don't like 8 Mile. I think the movie is absolutely crap. I just do. Like, it's just... So I'm going to go for 21 Jump Street. As a spite vote, if anything else. Jess, 8 Mile, 21 Jump Street.
I love both of these movies, so I'm going to go which one I would prefer if I had them in my hands, and I'm going with 21 Jump Street.
Get the vote and the win off of that one, 4 and out. Q.
It's been, almost 2 hours in this show, and I haven't blown a load yet, so I think it's time for me to stop pumping. I'm just going to go ahead and blow it.
Q has decided to blow his load. Bubbles?
Even though the winner's already been picked.
8 Mile.
No matter.
He just wanted to do it. Kevin?
I got 21.
And Q, you're the last one to vote. Is 29. It 21 Jump Street, 8 Mile?
129. Madden, 2 yes. The two together.
21 Jump Street.
All right, yeah, fine. I'm 21 Jump Street.
Okay, about to say, I'm looking at you with derision. It is 6-1. 21 Jump Street wins the by the numbers bracket. That is our show this week, there, guys. Jess, where can people find you?
Martina.
You can find me on Instagram under JessMay93 or Facebook under JessMayBandyShrew or on this podcast.
And you can find Q at?
Of course, you can find me on Bracket Bastards, because while I am the best bastard of them all, the master of all these bastards, dance my puppets, dance. You can also find me on Facebook under Quentin Vanisher and under Instagram under Master Bastard Q.
You can find me right here on Bracket Bastards, or you can find me on, I'm going to let Jeremy say it because I feel like he says it better.
Think. Talk.
Under Jessie Marie, which is JessyMerie.
You can find Kevin at?
You can find me at the Mod Squad Network or Back to the Retro Review or on Instagram at Back to the Retro Review, all one word.
And Harley at?
The Asylum with Harley and Joker and the Mod Squad Network and pretty much any of Jeremy's podcasts here lately.
And speaking of Jeremy, you can find Jeremy at?
Rolling with my posse in the D. But, you can also find me, if I'm not in the D at that moment, you can also find me on Facebook as Uncensored, Untamed, and Unapologetic Podcast Collective. You can also find me on X6Baby and the Gram as at Juggalo Bastard. And you can find me on Thick Talk as at Juggalo Bastard Podcast. And, of course, you can catch me on YouTube as Paranormal New Normal or Maniacal Music Musings. Or catch me streaming live on Facebook as Parapost Network, a great home for all podcasts. And the show that Harley just mentioned as well, live tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. Or just remember, everything I'm part of is part of the Blind Knowledge Network, because all knowledge was blind until Q left the room, and then, you know, intelligence and sight came back in.
And of course, you can find me on Facebook at Freddy Fisher. While you're on there, check out Bracketology and Bracket Bastards to find out the latest and greatest that we have going on. On Twitter, I'm at Fisher777. We're all at BracketPod. And on Instagram, as always, you can find me at Can't Lick Me. Not one word. Next week, Jeremy is back in the hot seat, back in the hosting seat. I will be voting, though, on this one, because I actually know a majority of those. And we are doing, well, actually, he is hosting, Cartoon Rivals, the winner of which will be facing against last week's winner, which was, of course, from Seinfeld. Go ahead and check out that show if you missed it to find the fun and festivities. It is actually out on Spotify now, as far as the edited version. I will leave you with the words of the late but great Jerry Springer, and that is this: take care of yourself and each other. Have a good week, guys.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to be comical and may be controversial in nature. We at Bracket Bastards fully admit that not all of these facts will be correct, but we do attempt to be as accurate as possible. By using this podcast, be aware that this will be used for entertainment purposes only. Bracket Bastards aim to provide a loving parody to all the movies, music, and other media that we love and enjoy. Much love and respect to all the wonderful humans that poured their blood, sweat, and tears into the making of this pop culture we get to discuss. As well, please note that although we are all bastards, what one bastard says may not be true for the rest. Some of us live the gimmick a bit too well. And as always, thank you for listening.
I mean, and second, when you said you had a Disney death match, I was expecting it to be like Walt Disney versus the Jews, but...
Fuck your 10 things. Learn to love them, bitch.
Okay, just out of curiosity, though, because I want to prove a point. Would it have been 10 things I hate about you or 27 dresses?
27 dresses. So I would definitely take the time to take them all off just to see you naked, Freddy.
What the fucking fuck?
There's probably pictures out there somewhere.
Can't let go.
I think Jamie is copied somewhere.
Internet searching starts now.
Just message Jamie.
We were talking about, this is proven fact. I don't know how many bastards are still here, but talking about my maternity photos. You guys remember that conversation?
What the hell you think I'm talking about, man? Come on.
And thank you, Mike. Apparently, Freddy's pretty, so I'll take it as a compliment. 21 Jump Street moves on 4-3 to the next round. Jeremy.